From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Events in Charlottesville, Virginia last weekend are still stirring a national discussion on issues of race and interpreting history. Over the next several days, KUAR is going to take a look at several different perspectives here in Arkansas. Wendell Griffin, a Pulaski County Circuit Judge, pastor at New Millennium Church, and now author of The Fierce Urgency of Prophetic Hope, joins me on the telephone line. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Hi, Jacob. Good talking with you. Thanks for calling.
You penned a blog post this week forcefully condemning white churches and Donald Trump supporters, both for not speaking out explicitly against the president and for putting the country generally in this position in the first place by electing him. Governor Asa Hutchinson, Senator Tom Cotton, both Republicans, they vocally rejected the alt-right and Nazis and the like that assembled and rioted in Virginia. But why isn't that enough? They didn't specifically name the president, for instance.
Well, first of all, let's remember that the president did not reject the alt-right. He claimed that several people, some of the people, many fine people, he said, were among the folks who were marching Friday night with torches and chanting neo-Nazi slogans and anti-Semitic slogans as they marched to surround a church where peaceful people were praying and preparing to mount a counter-protest against the neo-fascists, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists who were going to gather on Saturday. So I think that to the extent that Governor Hutchinson and Senator Cotton have made comments, their comments are rather insufficient to, like, just as was President Trump, to condemn and denounce all, not only racism, but all the people who were engaging in racist, anti-Semitic, bigoted, hateful conduct on Friday and Saturday night. It's not enough to say we renounce racism and bigotry. That's like saying we don't like people who beat their children and brutalize them. You've got to do more to protect children from child molesters than to say we hate child molesters.
Some Republicans have tried at least to draw some parallels between groups like the Ku Klux Klan and counter protesters. A number of tweets, one by State Representative Bob Ballinger, who we've interviewed this week, singles out Black Lives Matter, not saying it's the exact same as a Nazi, but saying they're similar enough to call them a hate group. So what do you say to people who make those comparisons?
That's ignorance. And I'll tell Bob Ballinger that to his face if I see it in front of him. That's just ignorance. The Nazis mounted a regime that attempted genocide against Eastern Europe, Western Europe, tried to exterminate Jews, and continue to mount hateful acts even 70 years later. The Ku Klux Klan began as a terrorist organization, a racist terrorist organization, burned churches, lynched people, has continued to do so, intimidated people, assaulted voting rights, murdered people. There has not been a single incident by Black Lives Matter that comes anywhere close. And for Bob Ballinger or anyone else to say that Black Lives Matter is any way similar to the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazis demonstrates his colossal ignorance, if not his downright solidarity with the Ku Klux Klan, because David Dukes compared Black Lives Matter in the same context. Bob Ballinger and David Duke are two sides of the same coin.
Because white churches and white voters helped put Trump in the White House, you argue the onus is on them to help resolve a lot of the unrest. In your blog, you said you've noticed a lot of Republicans are urging minority and marginalized groups to come together with whites, placing that responsibility on somebody else. Why do you think it's primarily up to the white community to fix this issue?
Because they created it. White supremacists were created by white people. The Ku Klux Klan was created by white people. Donald Trump was by and large elected by so-called good white evangelical people who claim to be followers of Jesus. they now are indisputably and unquestionably responsible for fixing the mess they've made. They produced Donald Trump. They politicized Donald Trump. They embraced Donald Trump. They cheered Donald Trump. They voted Donald Trump into office, and now they are the people who must condemn and disavow Donald Trump and his policies, his voting rights assaults, his voter fraud allegations. The same guy who fraudulently accused Barack Obama of not being a citizen has now mounted a nationwide fraud commission claiming to investigate voter fraud when all of the intelligent and credible sources show that instances of voter fraud are almost non-existent. White folks made this. White folks need to own this, and the rest of us need to call them to account for it, to include the white clergy, the white evangelical clergy, and the politicians who flock to their congregations and depend on them for support.
I was at a congressional meet and greet at an East End cafe in Saline County earlier this week. Everyone in the cafe was all white. No one mentioned Charlottesville at all. It wasn't on their minds, or if it was, it's not something they cared to bring up with their congressmen there. Do you care to predict the future at all? I mean, do you really foresee white communities coming together to engage in the type of dialogue that you want them to have?
Well, I don't think that the prospects are encouraging, but that does not mean we should not demand and insist on being hopeful. Why I wrote The Fierce Urgency of Prophetic Hope is because prophetic hope is a fiercely urgent issue for us. This is no time for people who have prophetic hope, prophetic belief in the love and justice of Jesus to hide or to believe that all is lost. We cannot do a Chicken Little situation and say the sky is falling. We have to be visible and vocal and say, in a clear, unambiguous, at the same time loving way, sisters, brothers, you have a moral responsibility, an ethical obligation to address this. The fact that you won't talk about it when you gather with a meet and greet with elected leaders speaks volumes about your own ethical complicity in it.
Wendell Griffin, author, pastor, judge, thanks a lot for your time today and sharing your perspective on how Arkansans should be reacting to what's going on in Virginia.
Jacob, good talking with you.